Welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name is Richie. I'm with my most excellent co-hosts, Ryan, Tony, Jimmy, Dusty. Welcome, fellas. Great to see all of your happy faces. Tonight, we're going to be talking about 80s vernacular, from the Valley Girls to the Simpsons to kind of urban America. But let's get started. First, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Everybody have a good celebration? Were you appreciative of your wife and mom?
I cranked out a great meal.
Nice.
I made two strawberry rhubarb pies. I grilled salmon, made spinach risotto, and asparagus, and crusty bread.
Nice. You're a good dude, Jimmy. You're a good dude.
Beat that, Dusty. Beat that one.
I made a grilled potato salad, smoked a couple racks of ribs, and made a roasted tomato salad, or not salad, salsa.
You guys are good.
Yeah. You guys are making me look bad. We went to amusement park and had fun, but yeah, I didn't cook.
But you made that good salsa that one time.
That one time way back then, remember?
That's what your son said. You made good salsa one time.
At least he thought of something.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's not bad. Well, I also wanted to bring up, man, it is hot in Phoenix. Dusty, you can attest to this. It used to be nice, like running at night. Not anymore. It's like summer in Phoenix hot. So that's been top of mind for me.
Hey.
So I don't know. Last week, I don't know. You guys saw the socials. I think Ryan posted. We got the mobile podcasting studio up and running. Ryan and I tested it out, and hopefully it sounds good. We'll hear it as it drops Monday morning. So it was a lot of fun seeing Rhino out there. We had a good time and recorded in the mobile studio, trying to get that up and ready. So we hopefully we'll be swinging by people's houses and just sliding that door open and podcasting right in front of their house and knocking on their door and seeing what kind of reaction they get. Maybe a little ding dong ditch or something.
Should have a contest.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Podcast from somebody's front driveway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. The police. If they win. Yeah.
An episode we're getting carted away by the police. That would be kind of funny.
You remember those guys from high school? Nice, well, they're on my front yard. Doing a podcast. Yeah. Oh, man. So just a couple things. I'm in Portland right now and had a little, just this is one of the, it's not a embarrassing moment that we'll talk about like for competition wise, but I must have gotten dressed in the dark and I got into my hotel and I had two belts on. It was just like, it's like taking my belt off. I'm like, what the heck? I got two dress belts on different colors. I was like, what? I know. Yeah. I was trying to not wake up the household. And I think I just, that's terrible.
On another podcast, Ryan mentioned one of our anatomy class. He showed up with two different shoes on. So it happens, Ryan. It happens. Yeah, you can't blame it on old age because it happened when you were a youngster too.
That's true. There we go. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I was also
go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, like, I was walking downtown in Portland last night and some guy with an accent pulls me in and into this store. He's like, what do you do for your eyes? Like your skin and your bags under your eyes. I was like, wait, I didn't think I had that bad of a problem. And he starts rubbing this stuff on my eyes. And it was like so tight. Like I couldn't even, it was a weird feeling. Like, and he's explaining all this stuff. And anyway, just all happened so quick. I didn't even really know what hit me. And next thing you know, he's like, so it's $350 for this. I was like, what? Wait a minute. I'm just walking down the street. Anyway, but I have a free sample. So if you guys ever want, it's this, you put it on your eyes. It makes them really like no wrinkles. Like it was unnaturally unwrinkly around my eyes. It's so weird.
This guy says, this guy's wearing two belts. He's a sucker. I can get him to buy some.
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy when you find yourself in those really uncomfortable situations? Oh, you're like, you don't really know what to do. I remember one time I was in Beverly Hills and I went to one of the clinics that we provide radiology service for. And I was just kind of seeing how they liked our service. And one of the techs was there and he had worked for me for a long time. And he must have had a level of comfort that he thought was like super comfortable. I'm standing there talking and he reaches up. And there must have been like a nose hair hanging out, and he like plucks this nose hair. And he's like, "Dude, you had a hanging nose hair there." And I'm like, "Bro, the fact that you think that we're at that comfort level is alarming to me. So uncomfortable."
It's one thing to tell you, everybody's but staring, this is going like the next level to pull it out for you.
Yeah, totally. It's like, bro.
I've known you since we were 12. I've never done that.
I know. Wouldn't thank do you, that. Gus. I may tell you, but
you guys know. Oh, you guys know. You know appropriate boundaries. Well, kinda.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Why is everybody looking at me,
Jim?
Dang. Ryan, did your oldest boy have something going on, or an orchestra performance, or something?
That was my son.
Was that yours,
Rich?
Oh, yeah, he did. One of you guys.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he had a performance last night, and it was really cool. He's a junior; it's his last one for the year. And you know, as a dad, I went in there. I'm just so happy for him, you know. And plus, nice. It's nice music, and to be a part of that is pretty special. So, anyways,
Rich, did you stand up? Did you stand up like one of those sports guys and start yelling, "Let's go! Let's go!" in the orchestra?
Come on. Who's that, bro? Come on, play that thing. So with Tony's story last week about, you know, his son graduating from Pepperdine and all that stuff, about proud daddy moment and Rich's son doing the orchestra.
Yeah.
I've got one I want to share with you.
Okay.
So my son went to Dollywood and he went to out to eat and there was some burger challenge. If you could eat this burger, you win a prize or something.
Yeah.
He ate it. He ate the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Nice.
Yeah.
Got a baby.
Wow.
You know how you got teared up? When he told me, I got a little choked.
The old 96er.
Like, I want my son to do better than I have. And he's eating a burger with three patties.
Wow.
It's awesome. Just like three patties, a fried green tomato, an onion ring, lettuce,
dang,
pickles, like.
Had a baby.
You know, Jimmy,
can I guess which son it was?
What's that?
Can I guess which son it was?
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it Cooper?
Right on.
Jimmy, I'm posting about it right now on social media because this is great. This is newsworthy.
This is Cooper. Yeah. Cooper ate the old 96er.
He won a button that said I ate it all.
Do they have a picture up on the in the restaurant now?
Yeah.
You have a Hawaiian shirt on too.
Hawaiian shirt and gym shorts. That's what he wears, Dustin. Yep. You know this.
Got it, baby.
That's so cool.
Love it.
Rich thinks I'm joking, but that's his wardrobe.
And ponytail.
And a ponytail that goes halfway down his back.
I love it, man. Don't budge.
Good man.
Don't budge, Cooper.
Don't budge at all.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Right on. Well, guys, I'm glad everything's going well. Let's jump into the episode. This week, again, we're talking about 80s slang and vernacular, which is a pretty fancy word. But I'm going to hand it over to Ryan, and we're going to start the chat.
Yeah, vernacular. Can you guys just really quickly tell me what that means and we can go?
funny words.
Funny words, yes.
No, funny
I'm
ones.
Kidding. So, yeah. So what were the funny words, the cool vernaculars that were unique to the 80s? You know, what are some of those that do we use them today? But let's talk about them. I know there's a lot out there. So
should we ease into it, Ry? Like maybe start with something, you know, a little low key and then build up on the 80s vernacular that's just over the top.
Yeah. Something like that. Let's do that.
Well, I would say, you know, everybody has these basic stuff in school, you know, you tend to shorten things, you know, for example, vocabulary tests would be, hey man, did you study for vocab? You know, something like that. Hey, did you see Ryan Friday night? He scored a TD for, you know, a touchdown. I feel like all of those are still kind of commonplace, but we definitely used those back in the 80s or, you know.
That never happened, though.
Come on.
Oh, it did?
He's throwing shade at you already, Ryan. Yes, I'm going to give it back to you, Ryan.
Where were you? We're watching the games.
I don't know.
Hey, have you... Ryan was a fullback. He ran some people over, man. He would have made his daughter proud. Did, man.
Yeah. I'm,
Awesome was always a good one.
What's that?
What'd you say, Jim?
Awesome was started it all out.
Awesome. I say awesome like, a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so overused now. It's like, you did the dishes. Awesome. Well, it's not awesome. You did the dishes, but it wasn't awesome.
Oh, to your point, Jimmy, awesome used to be like, awesome, just a great word, but now it's almost like it can be used as a bit of sarcasm, you know, dark sarcasm, like, oh, awesome, you know. You share something that was really cool or fun that happened with you back at the office or whatever, and they're like, in unison, everybody goes, yeah, awesome. Yeah. Good for you, man.
For sure.
I think
there was one.
Oh, go ahead, Dusty.
No, Ryan just said for sure.
Oh, for sure.
One.
Oh, exactly. Totally. I think Valley Girl like really brought in a lot of the slang like grody and for sure. And there's just so many of them that are
gag me with a spoon.
I mean, I use that at work.
You owe me a Coke. Yeah. You do, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Awesome.
Is your report done? It's grody. No. Gave me the spoon.
Oh, dude, you see people start looking at you, Rich, and like, wait, he's like 50, right? And he's using all the, like, you just start using that all the time now, Rich, at the office. All of them. Rad, man. Oh, that's sweet report you threw up, dog.
I can't use, like, you know, for example, like bad was good when we were, you know, in the 80s. Like, that's so bad. But it's weird because, like, nowadays they talk about sick. You know, everything's sick. And I know. Yeah. It's so sick. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. I can't. So I always, you know, I messed with my kids. I said, oh, that was so sickening. That was sickening. It's like, Dad, sick. No, that was sickening.
Oh, God. That would have been a great topic for tonight. You know, words, vernacular that you've misused, lingo that your kids use, totally butchered.
Yeah.
No, they put you on blast.
Well, everything's like, on the table. We used to sit around we used to, like, back in the day, we used to call it capping on each other.
Yeah.
Like,
you'd
roast somebody, you're capping on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
That's not what cap means anymore. Mm-hmm. It means telling the truth.
Truth. No or cap.
Lying. Yeah. Lying. Right? Yeah. Lying. Yeah. Yeah.
No cap. No cap. Lie.
Yeah.
I love using that in front of my kids right now. Like, I'll do that to my son or my daughter, and they look at me so funny. I think those are more fun. Like, me using 80s slang at the office isn't as funny as me trying to use, like, oh, totes. Yeah, totes. No cap. And they're just like, what? That guy's all gray, and he's using those terms.
Dude, when I do that, my kids go, Dad, that's so cringe. Please.
Yes.
Please. That's cringe. Stop.
That's where I live. Cringe is where I live.
Yeah.
Everything I do is cringy to my kids.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
so the word dode, and this is more, you know, for all of us, but the listeners too. Was dode ever used outside of our hometown? I don't know if that was a common... Ooh. Because we used it all the time. Like, you're such a dode. And it sounds so weird now to even say that. But
well, yeah, do you guys dode think actually means, like, yeah, because I don't know if other people used it in other towns. I know we did all the time, and it might have been exclusive to our neck of the woods. But I know, like, the meaning of dode, like, a lot of people say, oh, she was doting on you or you're doting on her. Mm-hmm. But we used it in a term like,
yeah, like a derogatory way. Like, you're, yeah,
exactly. No, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I want to say,
Ryan, to be honest, I am just remembering that right now.
Yeah, me too.
I can't recall ever you, but now in context, I'm like, yeah, we said that
all the time. Yeah. I want to say it came from Idaho. I want to say it came with some of the Idaho crew. Like, well, I know.
I was thinking same thing.
Yeah. Like, I think Kent and Sheree, Tanya. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say it. So maybe if we have any Idaho listeners, you can let us know on our
social media and let us know. Yeah.
Because, like,
was it you guys that brought it over here from,
let me text Sheree right now.
Boise. Yeah.
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 They honestly need to defend themselves. Yeah. I want to know.
Yeah. Stacy, too. She's on the text her.
Who?
Yeah. Thanks for the last name.
Son of a bitch. Jimmy, some names you just can't separate. It's just part
of it. Well, that's the problem is you don't separate them. They're one word. So when I edit, I have to like go.
That's so true.
Most people can say it in two syllables, but it's one syllable for Ryan.
See, Jimmy, what happens is Ryan gets passive aggressive on you. And before you get on, he's like, you know what? I'm going to just wreck Jimmy tonight for editing.
You sent me the last one late, so this one's going to be all jacked up.
Yeah. I'm going to mention every last name and run them together as closely as I can.
Yeah. Well, no, but so back to Dode. I mentioned that to my wife, and she doesn't recall that ever using that term. Like, it's foreign to her. So anyway, she grew up in Hawaii.
I imagine your wife has a whole separate set of vernacular from Hawaii because even when I would go there like to vacation or go surf, I'd be like, sometimes I'd be paddling out and like people would be saying stuff to me. And I'm like, dude, I have no clue what you're saying. Like, I don't even know what that means. And exactly. I grew up in Huntington Beach where
probably best, you know, that way.
Yeah. It's like, what in the world? Yeah. It's like they have their own different thing, a whole different speak there.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yep. See, I use totally a lot. I realized. So that's totally 80s. I use totally and I use awesome. And sometimes together, sometimes separate. And I just realized that. Like, I was looking at a text. I used awesome like 3 times in a short text.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
I liked when we would, back in the day when we would have like, we would say a sentence and it'd be total code. It would just, the whole thing would be just like code, but all of us would be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you'd be like, so rad. Let's hook up and throw on a feed bag and nosh and, you know, it's so bad. Hmm. And we'd be like, yeah, man. Yeah. Maybe not with that accent, but. And it was bad where I grew up in Southern California, man. It was like really, really bad. And then if you went further inland to like the valley, it got really crazy there. San Fernando Valley was like part of some of that 80s speak, and it was just insane.
Well, it's still so prevalent California. It really is that valley girl kind of influence. It's still there. Like, Tony, your California speak is, you know, you can tell you're from California. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. People say that. When I was in Texas, I went to go to I went and met up with my son to go to a Cowboys game. I know. Is it Jimmy that loves the Cowboys so much, or is it Rich? Which one of you guys?
Dustin.
Oh, Dusty loves the Cowboys so much. Okay, so anyways, I went there and everybody there in Texas, and I'm thinking, they're like, oh, you're from California, huh? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Howdy, y'all. You know, and like we would go back and forth and it was like, you know, but I guess it's true. I had a couple patients today that were from the East Coast and I could tell right away one of them was from Brooklyn and the other one was from Boston. And I was like, oh man, you guys are so East Coast. And they hadn't lived there in like, gosh, probably 15, 20 years. One of them said, and you could still tell. It must have like a huge impact on you, you know, where you grow up, the type of, did we have anything like that in back in Bullhead? Was there any kind of like Bullhead speak that you guys remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounded like this. Duh.
Be careful.
Fast trip.
Be careful.
Yeah. You could pass gas. You could pass class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to the Weber. That's still teaching?
I don't know. I haven't heard of since I left high school.
He held on much longer. He was rough back in the 84.
Yeah. He was like a Woodstock burnout or something like that.
Yeah.
We got to do a whole teacher's, '80s teacher's podcast one time. That'd be fun. We've got a lot of stories.
That'd be good.
There'd be a lot of allegedlys on that one.
We've done that before.
But yeah, I feel like rad, sweet, bad, you know, dude, you're jacked. Was Jack back then or did Jack come later?
Yoked.
I think
yoked.
Jack was, that's right. Yoked. Yeah. Yoked. Somebody was yoked.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I still use that. My kids are like, what does that even mean? And I'm like, you know, like somebody's in a yoke and they're like, what's a yoke? And I'm like, never mind. Forget it. It's going to take too long to explain it.
Just flex on them, Jimmy. I'm getting yoked on you.
None of you are yoked, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, speak for yourself, right. Dusty.
Yeah, Dust. I don't recall. In my mind. Yeah, I don't recall using bad like on its own to say something was good. Oh, that movie's bad. Or was it badass? Maybe I did. I can't remember.
I remember I would use that term a lot. Like when a Ty would get something new chromed on his truck or he got the lift, I go, dude, that's bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Bad. Yeah. All right.
I would say badass too. I would kind of intertwine both of those.
Yeah.
So bad, badass. I use rad way too much.
Rad. Totally. Yeah. Bad. Yeah, like that's I remember totally using. Bad. Yeah. Like bad boy. Like that's a bad boy. You know, like, especially when you're talking about vehicles and fast truck.
Wait.
That bad Ryan, boy.
That doesn't
wait,
sound
wait,
right.
Wait.
Wait, no, you guys. You guys don't remember that?
You're a very bad boy.
You're a bad, bad boy.
No, we used to do that all the time.
He's a bad boy.
I think we were mocking Ty maybe more because that's whenever you see a big truck, that's a big bad boy. You guys don't remember that?
I remember when I would hang out with you and we'd be checking out a bull, a rank bull. Remember we would use rank a lot? That was a rank bull.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like 80s country talk.
Yeah.
Do they still use that?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I haven't been in that
Ryan,
circle.
You got to get back to your roots in some way.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet Clint would know.
Yeah, he would know. Yeah.
Clint's still country? Know.
He's still country, man. He's country.
At a baby.
With a T, with a capital T. Wait, starts with a C. Hold on. Why did I say T?
Because he's a bad boy.
No, there's a country. There's a country song. Remember that, Tony, that Chris LeDoux song? Something about country with a T? I don't know. Anyway, you guys are leaving me hanging out here way too much. Like, this, like Ryan.
Here, I'll run you in right about. Now, Ryan. I'm just remember when stuff we up, were with your mom? Ah. And back then we would say, like, shut up. Like, if you didn't believe something or something was unbelievable, you'd be like, shut up. Ryan's mom said something, and Ryan said, shut up. And she goes, don't you ever tell me to shut up. And I'm like, I don't think you meant it that way. I was in the backseat trying to, like, smooth things over. It's not like he wasn't telling you to shut up. He just couldn't believe you said it. Don't ever tell me to shut up.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to explain to your, you know, your older parent that, hey, no, that's not what I mean. Yeah, I've done that a few times too. Shut up. My shut dad's up. Like, what? What did you say? No, dad, I didn't mean like shut up. I was like, nah, come on, man. Yeah, you're pulling my leg.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think
your tomfoolery, dad.
Tomfoolery.
That's probably 70s lingo, right?
Shenanigans.
Probably 50s. Tomfoolery.
Okay. So, good segue, Ryan. The 50s. There was the term cool that really came out, I think, in the 50s. And certainly like during Happy Days, like Fonz was cool. And that's still, people still use it in the same exact way. Oh, that was cool. I mean, my kids do. I don't know.
It's lasted, right.
Same thing. They don't particularly go anymore. No. I want to start doing that though. I want to do that next time somebody says something cool. Go
I still do that. What are you talking about?
You got to put both your thumbs up though, like Arthur Fonzarelli, man.
Tell your kids to sit on it too.
Yeah, that's right. Sit on it.
Sit on it, Ralph.
Excuse me.
We need to bring Happy Days vernacular back.
No doubt, huh?
Sit on it.
So get angry at one of your coworkers. You know what? Sit on it. They're like, excuse me?
Oh, man. Or
up your nose with the rubber hose. That was a little earlier, I think.
With the candy bar.
That was a welcome back Carter comment. Reference.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
was
pretty, welcome back,
went deep.
Yeah,
you did. I actually had that shirt that said that.
No way.
John Travolta on it. Set up your nose with a rubber hose.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I thought I was cool. I wore that on picture day in like sixth grade.
That's so Jimmy. That is so Jimmy.
Back in the day when they used to pass out combs when you at picture day. Oh my gosh. You know, a lot of the terms we use, we got from movies. Like we'd quote movies all the time. Like the, I don't know what was that one from Valley Girl? We'd say like, what was that, Jimmy? Peter Scarf Piper picked a pepper. I guess I am. You remember that?
Peter Piper picked pepper. I guess I did.
I guess I did. That's what it was. Every little thing.
Because you said you forgot the fries. Well, Peter Piper picked pepper. I guess I did.
So we'd say that with everything. Cool.
Ryan, I remember you bring up the comb in the pocket. That just lit a fire in my brain. I remember, like, I wanted to carry a comb in my pocket. I'm like, hey, Mom, can you? But it was like she got me the wrong comb. She got me like a little short black one. I'm like, no, I want the goodie
with the handle.
I want the one, the goodie with it sticks out a little bit. So she got me this other one. It was too much. And I'm like, no, Mom, it's... It's got it. And she's like, God dang it. Then you come with me. And I'm like, you have to see, look, it's the medium one. So it sticks out just enough where people can see, but not too much where you're trying too hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like that was a lot of the '80s, even our speak. It was like just enough so people knew, but not too much where you're like trying too hard. Yeah. You had to get right in that sweet spot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but not in the '70s, like the late '70s, you wanted the bigger the comb, the better. You wanted them Angel Flight Ridges bell bottoms. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like sticking out of the back of the
love those bell bottoms.
Yeah, man.
Especially when they were carpenter pants with the bell bottoms. So you had like the loop for your hammer. You could walk around with the hammer, but then have the bell bottoms. That was sweet.
Jimmy.
That's awesome. That's so sweet. I want a pair.
That's rad.
Dang, that's awesome. Totally awesome.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I see that. I followed you up. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it. Had my back.
Yep, for sure. Well, cool. Yeah, so there's so much that we, you know, different vernaculars, different code words that we use, different, you know, things like that just lasted through the ages. And I... You know, I think we still use today.
After Rich does get to know the floppers, we'll talk a little bit about some of the accents that went around him. I know we touched on it, but like some of the movies, Fast Times, and some of those, and some of the accents that went along with them. And that's what I'm going to ask you guys. Did you guys ever? And I want to hear a sample of it. I'm not just going to stand for yes. I want to hear a sample of your talk.
Yeah. Tony's ready. Tony's ready for that next topic. But before we do that, we're going to turn it over to Richie for Get to Know the Floppers.
Yeah, baby.
Wonderful. My favorite part of the day, it's Get to Know the Flophouse Crew. So this week again was vernacular in the 80s. So I asked the boys, what slang have you continued to use well into your old age? Because you guys are all looking a little gray tonight. So first, Sorry, Des. The first answer I'll share with you. Somebody said they use gnarly.
I like
even
it.
Today.
I like yeah. that.
Gnarly.
That's a good one. Dang, I gotta bring
that. I think that's Jimmy. And Jimmy pronounces one, Jimmy pronounces the G and he says gnarly, pretty sure.
Gnarly.
Slimmy's gnarly. I'm gonna go with Jim too. I'll agree with you, right?
I'm gonna go with Jim too. It was Jimmy. Yeah. And he likes using gnarly. When do you use it? Do you do it at work or just joking around with your kids?
Well, like they'll show me a video on TikTok or whatever, and like somebody crashes their car. I'm like, that's gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
I use that too. Yep.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I pictured you using it totally different, Jimmy.
How'd you picture me using it?
It's a candlelit night. You and Sue just had a wonderful dinner. And you walk into the room and rip your shirt off and go, this is gnarly.
No, I use one of Rich's famous vernacular. It was, I'm all lathered up.
I like it.
Wow.
I like it.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's move on from that. next up, somebody said they still use rad. Rad. Yeah. Not radical. Rad.
Rad.
I like rad.
Yeah.
It's not me.
For radiology, Ryan. You say rad.
Mm. I'm going to say Ryan.
I think Dust.
Let's say Dust.
Rad. I'm sticking with Tony.
I'm going with Ryan.
I deflected a little bit. That was me. I still use rad. And I use it at work, and I actually got called out. I said, oh, that was rad. And one of my coworkers is in his mid-70s. He's like, did you just say rad? I damn well did.
Boy, Rich, don't back down on those.
I'm not backing down.
Don't back down.
Can we use lathered up?
Not sure work is the right place.
Guys, that last call I was on got me lathered up. I've never used that, Jimmy. You're totally.
Dang, that last picture got me lathered up.
Used it.
Oh, it's funny.
Wonderful. Okay, next up. So someone says, it's time to get ill. To this day.
I love that. Dusty. Yeah. That's got to be Dusty.
Time to get ill.
I love that.
That sounds like a Tony. Take off your shirt moment. You know, hey, it's time to get ill, Tony.
It's probably Tony.
That's
Tony. It's Ryan. No, wait. It's that time to get ill.
Ryan, Tony.
Maybe that's got to be Ryan then, because Dusty said Ryan, so that threw me off. So I'm going to say Ryan. Ryan, it's time to get ill, right?
Sorry, Ryan. They called you out. They got you.
Yeah, it's time to get ill.
It is Ryan.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
My family gets irritated with me every time they ask me, what time is it? It's time to get ill. What time is it? It's time to get ill. Like, God, what time is it?
I'm using it, Ryan. I'm stealing it from you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Any Beastie Boy reference.
Yeah.
I'm at that age where my kids, if I know something annoys my kids, I do it more,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy it. When they get angry, that's when I'm at my happiest.
Dude, what is that? It's like when you see your kids like visibly get irritated with you, there's a piece of joy. It's like, I don't know what that is either. That's weird.
My wife said I was sick because I said something to my daughter and she got mad and slammed down something and went in her room and slammed the door. And I started giggling. She goes, what's wrong with you? And I said, she's really mad.
Oh,
that's awesome. All right. Next up, we had somebody said, I use sweet. I still say the word sweet. Actually, there's two answers left. The other one is someone said dude and sometimes sweet, but dude.
Hmm.
So you got two answers there.
Sweet.
Dude.
Yep.
I'm going to say Dusty with dude.
I'll say Tony was sweet. Those are
I agree. Sweet Tony, dude Dusty.
You guys are on point. I think we all know the floppers.
Yeah, baby.
Wonderful job, sweet. Guys.
That was sweet, Rich.
That was sweet.
Super dude. Sweet.
So to go dude multi-generational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
That was Get to Know the Flophouse Crew. You guys did love great. It.
Thank you,
so let's transition here. You're welcome. So, Ryan, let me hand it back to you. And let's talk a little bit more about perhaps accents that we used.
Yeah. So Tony's jazzed about this one, I can tell. But
did you guys like how I originally spelled accents?
I didn't see that.
It's fixed now, but originally.
I noticed that.
I didn't notice.
I like it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dusty, what were you going to say about Dude?
So a couple of years ago, my son's oldest son, he was probably about 3. So Christmas time, we have their gift. We'll tape a candy cane and a chocolate Santa on there. So we forgot the chocolate Santas. So he's gets his candy cane and it's broke. And he's crying about it. I'm like, come here. So I bring him into the closet. And so I get out the chocolate Santas that I forgot to put on the present. I go, here, have one of these instead. He goes, dude, where did you get those?
Were you proud?
Oh, yeah. Because he
was so proud.
3 years old.
Yeah, I would have been so proud.
Dude. Grandpa Dustin's closet. Oof.
That's awesome. With candy.
With candy in it. Oh my God.
That is a scary topic we go into.
But that's on a separate shelf than everything else there, Dusty.
That might be behind the beads, I think.
Yeah, that's definitely from the behind the beads episode.
Dusty's skimp mask. Candy closet.
So back to the topic, accents. So growing up, my early ages in Huntington Beach, when you surf, there was a whole vernacular there. And for example, like when I first started surfing, it was like, dude, did you get tubed? Oh, it was totally tubed. Then it went to, dude, I got barreled. I was barreled. And then it was like, dude, I was camping in the green room. You know what I'm saying? Just I was out there. I'm camping out. I was soaking it up in the green room. I could have ate a sandwich in there, and everybody would try to keep going deeper and deeper on the other guy. And it was kind of a spinoff of, to your point earlier, Ryan, like a lot of the shows we got this stuff off of, whether it was, St. Elmo's Fire, 16 Candles, or, you know, Breakfast Club, or any of the old 80s movies, we always seem to like gank terms off of there. And, Spicoli was the ultimate like Southern California surfer speak dude. It was like, just I'll go ahead and do my part and you guys are going to have to do your part. But his was like, Mr. Han, you know, like I don't see what the big deal is. The way I see it, your time is my time. Nothing like a little pizza on our time, right? And it was like, you hear that and you laugh, but it was like, that's really the way people talked at the school that I went to. It was like, really like that. It was crazy. So, and then you transition into the Valley Girl, you know, that whole song Valley Girl. I listened to this radio station, KLOS, has like these behind the music type things every once in a while. And they actually break a whole song down, or they'll talk about the history of a song. And apparently, I'll keep it short, but apparently Frank Zappa was touring a lot, and they grew up in like a communal living. It was kind of a bizarre environment that she was talking about. And there were some bad parts about it. But one of the things that was a bright spot was that her dad wanted to like do something with her. He did something with the boys. So he was trying to find something to do to connect with his daughter. And so he invited her into the studio, and they went in the studio, and he heard her and her friends speaking, this Valley Girl speak. And so they made up the song Valley Girl. And the kicker of it, the funny part of it, it was, it ended up being like a bigger hit than most of his hits. And it was just like like a little father daughter bonding thing that ended up blowing up. So it's kind of a cool little backstory on Valley Girl's 80s speak. But if you're a listener, you've never heard the song Valley Girl, and you want to know kind of what we're talking about tonight, that is a perfect example of the 80s speak.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Totally. Sure. Yep.
There's this guy on Instagram. His username, I think, is Stony. Totally nice. Spigoli. I mean, he narrates everything about, like, he'll, you know, react to certain clips and just has that Spigoli attitude and speak. And it's so funny. You should check him out. give Stoney a shout out. But
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, but yeah, there, sure. there was almost like a, it was hard to tell sometimes the difference between the stoner speak and the
that's true.
Speak. Do you guys have any examples of stoner speak that you can remember?
My brother used to always say, "That's some righteous bud."
Righteous. There's another one, Jimmy. Some righteous
bud.
I yep. like that. That's a t-shirt.
If you ever want to hear stoner speak, yeah, you just go see Bobby. Bobby will give you an earful. I just remember the story. I'm probably not going to do it justice, but Jimmy would talk about when Bobby was just sitting there and all of a sudden he's like practically turning blue. And he's like, Jimmy says, "Bobby, what's going on?" He's like, "Whoa, dude, I forgot to breathe."
That's a good one, Ron.
So we'd use that a lot. We'd say, "Oh, dude, I forgot to breathe."
Do you guys remember? I don't want to name any names, but do you guys remember? We had a couple friends back in high school, and they were like over the top. They were younger. They were Rich's grade. They were a grade younger than all of us.
Shout out. Class 87.
Yeah. But they're like, when they would talk, I would like laugh because it always sounded like they were completely gonzo.
Yeah.
Like, "What's up, Castillo?" I think you guys know who I'm talking about. You know,
"What's up, Hamel Stone?" Stone. Yeah.
But it was just like, it was funny because I still recall those guys, and I used to laugh every time because they had the stoner speak down pat. It was awesome because the Valley Girl stuff was more like "gag me with the spoon," like they would use like it's like, you know, like, and it was like, oh my god.
Tony just says it was like but you know, like is used a lot in the younger generation, like I just did it, and older generation. I think it's in every generation, but like is hard not to put into a sentence. I don't know why.
Because if you don't say like, you go
it's better than
instead of
yeah.
It's funny. Every business class you go to, they're like, "Don't say like," and "Don't say
and don't upspeak." Yeah. Where they're like, "And then we went, and then it was fun, and then it's like no upspeak." Sound like a child.
Oh my gosh.
Skateboarding had a whole language of itself too that I kind of had to learn. When the surf was down, we would go skateboarding. They'd be like, "Dude, grab the deck. You got your bones, and we're gonna go grind." And I'm like, wait, "Excuse me, what are we doing?" It's like bones were a type of wheels. The deck is what you stood on. Like I had to have it all explained to me early on in my youth, you know.
And after an embarrassing moment, Tony learned out what grind meant. Yeah. Whoa, dude, get off me. Oh, I thought you said grind. I'm sorry.
See, and then you take the same lingo and then you go to Hawaii and it's like, look at me using like. I didn't realize I use like so much, but anyway, I guess I do. But like grind, like some of the phrases that they would say in Hawaii is like, "These are good grinds. These are ono grinds," and that means food. You know, these are awesome. All right. Yeah, these are ono grinds means good. And then another like word in Hawaii that they use for everything is dakain. Like everything is dakain. Like it's like on the mainland, whatchamacallit, or you know, you don't know the name of someone or something. It's, "Oh, okay, the kind told me to come over to his house," or "I forgot I got to, you know, I got to buy the kind," you know. And I noticed there's a brand now called the kind. It's interesting.
I was going to say, are they talking about like a hat or a visor?
Anything.
I thought you were saying,
I didn't know what it was.
Initially, I thought you were saying the kind, like, "Oh, that's the kind bud," or "That's the kind," you know.
Duck kind, D-A-K-I-N-E.
Duck kind, got
yeah.
it.
That's, yeah.
Dude, I love the Hawaii speak.
Yeah,
I'd like to have somebody decode all that stuff for me.
Yeah.
Those skateboarders should check out one of our sponsors, All Injury Centers at allinjurycenters.com, serving Southern California with locations in Orange, San Diego, and San Bernardino County. If you've been in an accident, you need a good attorney or a physician for a consultation, please contact All Injury Centers on the web, or you can reach them Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific at allinjurycenters.com. Back to you, Ryan.
All right. Nice. Well, hey, you know, I think we're moving on to our last topic, which is our new kind of ongoing competition about embarrassing moments. And so we are carrying this on, and we will be reaching out to listeners as well. But we are going to turn the embarrassing moments over. Who's got the embarrassing moment this week?
I can do it.
Okay, Tony.
All right, Tony.
Tony, you're a brave individual.
Yes, you are. Because no one was speaking up.
Well, Tony, do I have to remind you of last week's story? Do we want to cover Jimmy's, or you just want to let it fly?
Let's do a small recap.
The recap.
Quick recap. In week one, we had an embarrassing moment in time with Jimmy, and he told us a story about getting caught visiting a girlfriend at night and a dad chasing him, getting caught on a fence, and overall just having a rough night. But it was a great story.
He was in his tidy whities and he was choking me. Yeah. And I didn't even pay for it this time.
You know, so, I was really
tough competition, Tony. Yeah. So
I was really hoping somebody else would volunteer because that is a very tough act to follow. So I have to pull out one of my very embarrassing moments to follow that. And that is when I first graduated from X-ray school and got my first job working at Good Samaritan in downtown Phoenix. I wanted to make some extra cash. So there was a place, I'm not even sure if this hospital is still open, but it was John C. Lincoln in Scottsdale area. I think they might have changed the name or redone the hospital. I don't even think it's around anymore. But so the only job that they offered me, they're like, well, we have a 5 a.m. start. You'll be in the floral room. And I'm like, okay, cool. Right on. Well, unbeknownst to me, the floral room meant just you will be doing all the barium enemas. And for those listeners who don't know what that is, it's where we basically stick a tube up somebody's rear end and we fill their colon full of barium and study it. So
and air.
Yeah. And air. So it's sexy. quite a flatulating experience. So, I go in there and like the first day I get there and the schedule's like 10 barium enemas and it just didn't change from there. And my very first, patient was probably about a 24-year-old beautiful school teacher from Scottsdale. So, I am at the time, I think I'm probably 21, 22 years old. And I am, you know, I go in and I try to kindly explain this procedure to her. Ma'am, I showed her the barred catheter with the balloon pump. And I said, we're going to insert this. And then we'll fill up your colon. And then we're going to have you evacuate it. And then we're going to come back and we're going to take some post evac pictures of you just to look at your colon. And so I was really nervous. So I was trying to keep her calm. And I think she was doing the same to me because she was like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. So we put the barred catheter in. We blew up the little balloon so it stays in while we fill her full of everything. And I'm like, oh, great. I got through this whole thing. And so she's talking to me and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad this is over with. And I go to pull it out and you're supposed to deflate the barred catheter before you pull it out and let her go to the bathroom. Well, I was so nervous and she was talking to me. I go to tug on the barred catheter. I'm like, oh, this is strange. There's never any resistance. It usually just comes right out. So I pull a little harder and I look and I see the balloon starting to come and the balloon goes and it hits me in the throat and she evacs all over my head, my face. So I've got barium and little chunks of feces. And I'm like, I don't want she's sideways and she's facing me and I do not want her to like see me. So I rush into the bathroom And I am like just throwing water over my face. Now, mind you, when she sees me, I've got a white lab coat on. I've got a lead apron, a tie, everything. And then she sees me the next time after she turns around and I am soaking wet from head to toe. Everything is wet. And there's just evac all over the floor and everything. And I'm like, okay, let me help you into the bathroom. She goes, oh, that really hurt. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. It usually doesn't hurt that bad. Because I don't want to tell her that I forgot to deflate the balloon, right? So she goes in, evacs the rest. I take it and she goes out. And I walk out into this little area where all the other techs are. And they're like, what happened? So that's that was my most embarrassing moment. Oh, I'm not sure if I ever told that to you guys, but it was very, very embarrassing. So there you go. Cat's out of the bag. It took all these years. That was my most embarrassing moment.
Wow.
That one's rough.
That is rough.
So many questions.
Yeah. So many follow-up questions.
Don't have a lot of answers either, Rich. I don't.
So did you get any digits or no?
No. I don't, you know, feces and barium hanging off your chin is not a very attractive look, you know?
Yeah. So, I got you.
You know, well, normally I would have been on my game, but
you got the procedure done. That's what counted, right?
We did. And it ended up being negative and everything was good. You know, no diverticulitis, no diverticulosis, no tumors, polyps, any of those things. It was
a clean bone. You were going to tell us that like you forgot to take the pictures or something and had to do it twice or something.
No. We filled it all the way up, man. We went all the way to the ileocecal valve. We did both of the hepatic and splenic flexures, and we got it all the way. We went all the way down to the ileocecal valve.
Tony's flexing his anatomy. That was my favorite. Right now.
Yeah. I love that part. Yeah.
The hostra was full. We filled up that hostra.
That's funny because Tony, that reminds me, like when we were in radiology school, Tony and I used to find like all these medical terms and we'd just use the heck out of them. Like when we'd hear like instead of urinate, it was micturate. And so we never used urinate again. It was always micturation. Yeah. And, oh my gosh, we had many.
We would correct everybody. They'd be like, void, you mean voiding? Yeah. No, your kidneys are constantly voiding. Micturation is the process of voiding. So let's get that straight. Okay. Yeah.
You guys ever do a defogram?
Oh yes. No, I never did. Yeah. I've seen them. I mean, I've seen.
Yeah. Oh man, you had the dried like mashed potatoes.
Yes.
And you put bram in it and mix it up. Geez. And you had that caulking gun thing, and you just get them same place you put the barium enema. You just caulk them full of that Hungry Jack potatoes and barium.
Tony saw all those in St. Joe's Hospital. He got all the good stuff downtown.
So Jimmy. Dr. Bert Sosno was one of the pioneers of that study. So we would have people come in and watch. And like, of course, when you're the young tech there, you get all of the poop work. So we had this little special porta potty that he had, and he would have me put it up on the table, and this poor man or lady would sit there and he would raise it up. And then I'd have to get underneath them with a caulking gun and like in a condom and fill that thing up with Hungry Jack and bury him just. People say they have bad jobs. That's a bad job.
I asked this old cowboy guy. I said, so why are you here today? And he goes, my snapper doesn't work.
No, it's so funny because that's
and he's like, you know, I can go and sit down. That thing's wrapped around the toilet. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. Why are you here? That wouldn't have been a problem for me.
Jimmy went and showed everybody.
I was jealous. No, taking pictures.
It's so funny, Jimmy, because everybody's always like, "Oh, you have the greatest job. You're always out surfing or doing this and that." And can you like write a letter of recommendation so I can get into radiology school? And I'm like, look, it wasn't always like this. let me tell you, you're gonna go into radiology school and you're gonna be sorely disappointed. It's a lot of urine and feces and blood.
Vomit and blood.
Yeah. It's and, you know, a lot of people yelling and screaming at you. It's, you know, if you can make it through that part, then that's fine. But it isn't all peaches and roses in the beginning. So
that's good stuff. Well, I think that's concludes our show. We're going to turn it back over to Richie. That was, oh, my voice just cracked. Did you hear that? Sounds like
a going through puberty.
Got excited there.
Just moved back right into the 80s there. Richie?
I did that at Burger King one time. I was on the mic. I was ordering and I said, Whopper up! Over the microphone so everybody heard me. It's like, oh, God.
Nice. Well, just a couple quick shout outs this week. We had posted Ryan and Tony's video of our broadcast and got some funny comments. Larry from Arizona said, holy shit. That's it. We got a we got another comment from Dave in Arizona, said effing Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Blue PBR. Velvet.
How fun, said another person. And Ty said, looks like a FBI van. So lots of cool feedback this week. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you following us on socials. Yes. Make sure you're subscribed to us and download our episodes. Helps out the channel quite a bit. So thanks for listening in, and we'll see you guys on the flop side.
Yeah.
See you guys. Oh, my voice is cracking.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Flophouse Podcast.